Yeah, here we go. Another edition of the John DiBella Show Daily Podcast. Thursday morning. How you doing? It is September 3rd. Dave here. All the best stuff from today's show. We started out by talking the glitz, the glamour, the size of the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl rings. Reese's has a new snack cake out that got our attention. It's Labor Day weekend. Lots of people traveling, so we hit the phones to hear about your favorite grab-and-go order that you pick up at the gas station along the way. American Girl was in Song Stories today. John took a sure shot, and comedian Taylor Tomlinson joined us on the phone, of course. Check it out. It is the Daily Podcast.
Did you see the Chiefs ring, the Chiefs Super Bowl ring?
Yep.
Oh my God.
I can't believe there
God.
Was enough pixels to process it.
I mean, it's like a shield for your finger, for your hand. The thing is gigantic.
It looks like a Fabergé egg.
It does.
It's nuts.
It does, all right? It's surrounded by 255 diamonds, 36 rubies, and a reminder that it has been 50 years since the last championship, since the Kansas City Chiefs won, well, their previous one.
Oh, is that why they went big?
Yeah, probably.
Because it's been a while?
Yeah, maybe. Right? Andy Reid says that he will wear his for special occasions.
Yep.
Or very whenever he wants a free cheeseburger.
Yep.
I was going to say, imagine the cheeseburger juice that's going to be all over that thing.
Well, and speaking of rings, Patrick Mahomes got
Did
engaged.
You see the size of that ring?
No, I didn't see that
Oh,
one.
My God.
What,
he
got
actually
a
gave
one?
Her his Super Bowl ring.
Wow, yeah,
that's
yeah.
how big it was.
Yeah. Well, Andy's very excited about that, too, because weddings means cake.
The John DiBella Podcast. Philadelphia's Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
This is the time of the year where we start talking about all kinds of strange cakes and candies. And, of course, with Halloween coming and all the candy already out. That was out by mid-August.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I am looking forward to Christmas decorations come out because I need new lights for my outdoor trees. So if I can get them now while it's still warm and put them up, I'll be really happy. But the folks at Reese's have just announced a new product that they're rolling out in December, right, called Reese's Snack Cakes. Basically, they're supposed to be a breakfast cake that you eat in between as a snack in between breakfast and lunch. And what it is just a snack cake. It's a piece of chocolate cake with the Reese's peanut butter on top, and it's kind of thick.
Mm-hmm.
And then the whole thing's covered in chocolate.
Mm.
All right.
Sort of like candy cakes, like tasty cake?
Yeah, kind of like that.
Okay.
Kind of like that. All right. But they're like little rectangles, package says that a serving is 380 calories.
Yikes.
All right. There's two in the package. That's 760
Damn.
Calories, yeah. Probably more than you would have eaten at lunch.
The John DiBella Podcast.
My, he is tenacious, isn't he?
102.9.
Joe Mouthboy, zip it.
MGK.
This weekend, with it being Labor Day weekend, I saw a report, 60% of Americans are traveling this weekend. 60%, and almost everyone is doing it, but you know, by car, is road tripping.
Wow,
you know, I mean,
it seems extreme.
It does seem extreme. You know,
I mean,
I've
even
heard,
for Thanksgiving, I don't think that many people would travel.
Right. Well, yeah, I know I'm not.
Yeah, heck
you know.
No.
Well, Thanksgiving and Christmas, you know my rule.
Yep.
Right, you want to see me? Come to my house
and drink.
Right? I do not leave the house on those holidays. I love being home on those holidays. But this weekend, I mean, I can understand it. People going down the shore, going up the mountains, wherever it is they're going to go. Here's a question for you. All right. This just popped into my head. What's your gas station order? All right, here's what I mean. All right, you go.
Regular.
Right?
Give me the 87.
Right. When you're on a long drive,
all right?
Right? Mm-hmm. You stop at a gas station. You run into the mini mart that's at that gas station. What do you buy? What is your default purchase when you go to that gas station?
I have an oral fixation, so I need something that can last.
Uh-huh.
So I'll opt for like sunflower seeds,
okay,
beef jerky,
all right,
or any kind of bagged candy,
all right,
gummies,
all right,
whatever.
No, well, were you going to drink something?
Usually not.
No, really?
No. Give me a cup just to spit in
okay.
my seeds.
Okay, all right.
I would definitely something gummy,
right.
bears, gummy worms, whatever.
Uh-huh.
Probably Twizzlers.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
And
it's a good movie snack, too.
Yeah, and water.
And water.
Like a bottle of water.
Yeah,
especially
yeah.
now with kids in case Steven has to pee.
Right, right.
I gotta pound that bottle of water.
Give me the wide mouth.
I am either a flavored water or Arizona green tea.
Oh man, and they're like the huge cans are 99 cents. Right, the price hasn't raised in a decade. Right.
Yeah, but John's just being a homer, supporting his brother.
Yeah, okay.
He has to work there. You know,
if he was supporting me, we would have free iced tea. But that. Some sort of like Cheez-Its, like okay. Chex Mix,
a salty
like that.
Snack, yeah,
a salty snack, and Goldenberg's peanut chews.
Oh.
Because you can't, you are
a homer,
but what you've got that long sleeve,
mm-hmm.
and every time you eat one, it's work. So they last.
So you're
a
with
long
me
time.
On that.
Yeah, they last a long time. So let's open this up to everybody. Sure. What is your gas station order? You're on a long trip. You stop in the mini mart. What are the things that you always pick up, or at least the varieties that you always pick up? Because you know nobody goes, well, I want one of those hot dogs spitting on the wheel. That ain't going to happen, you know. So call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. What is your to-go order when you're on the road? So I'm going to assume that on a long trip, you're not the one driving. You're not the one driving on the short trip, if I'm correct.
You are correct,
okay.
Yes.
All right, but when you're on a long trip and you stop for gas, right, you head into the mini mart, what is your to-go order? What is your usual to-go order?
It has to be Reese's Peanut Butter Cups or Snickers.
Okay.
Anything with nuts.
Oh. Yes. Well,
Randy.
Nutty buddy.
You thought the same thing I did. I just didn't say Randy. you know, I was just thinking about it, though. I do have an offshoot for the Goldenberg's peanut chews.
Do you?
Because they don't have the large pack of them,
mm-hmm.
right, I'll get a bag of Rolos. Not a roll of Rolos. Rolos are.
They come in a bag, too.
They come in a bag, too. Yeah. That's the.
Along the lines of your peanut chews, I don't know if you might not find them anymore, but Charleston Chew would probably
last a while. There's no nuts in it.
So
although I prefer the mini Charleston Chews. Come, I'm a candy aficionado. Look at the size of me.
I get it.
You know, so what's it for you, folks? 60% of Americans are traveling by car this weekend, right? You're going on a long trip. You stop at the gas station. What is your typical to-go order? What is your gas station order? Right. And although, Dave, when we were talking about this yesterday,
mm-hmm.
right, you said that you would eat the hot dogs.
Oh, no question. If I'm ravenous, give me the keto that's been there for a month.
No. I won't go near
I'll
that.
Scarf that down.
Or anything that's in a triangular plastic container. Like, I don't know when that sandwich showed up, but I'm sorry. It looks like egg salad, but it says chicken.
You know? Your level of sobriety plays a big role in this, too.
Yeah, it does. It really does. So what is it for you? Call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. You're on a long trip. What is your gas station food order? What is your norm? You know, I love the whole grab-and-go idea. And I was just saying to Dave, and this is open to you, you're on a long trip. Today's going to be like this weekend, rather. 60% of Americans are going to be on long car rides. All right, so you're on a long trip. What is your go-to order when you stop for gas? You go into the mini-mart. What is the thing that you always grab? You know, usually it's a drink and a treat of some kind, maybe a candy or something like that. Right? Although, I do have, like, if I'm coming back from the shore, it's nighttime, say I've been at a casino or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I had a drink or two or something, right? I'm on my way back. I don't go into the mini mart.
Okay.
I go right up to the Frank S. Farley center, right? Because they've got a Pizza Hut in there and they have those mini Pizza Huts. Yeah, and that is the perfect food for the drive.
You get like
home.
A mini pizza?
Yeah, a little one. It's a little personal
they get crispy?
Pizza. Right? Oh, yeah, they're perfect. Nice. Absolutely perfect. So what is it for you? Call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. But right now,
you know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories today deals with Tom Petty's American Girl. Now, look, that people have always said in regards to Tom Petty, he was seriously influenced by the Birds. You could always hear a little bird sound in there. But Mike Campbell, on the other hand, he doesn't necessarily agree with it when it comes to American Girl. It sounded so much like a bird song. Roger McGuinn from the Birds covered it right after it came out. All right. So it sounded that way to Roger. It sounded that way to a lot of folks, but not to Mike Campbell. He says that as Birds-like as it is, the band that band didn't inspire the guitar work on the song.
I didn't think Birds at all. It was funny that it doesn't have a 12-string on it. I mean, it's got the drone, but from the guitar standpoint, at the end, it's got the diddle-a-diddle-a-diddle part. I hated that. I thought, that's too much like Lynyrd Skynyrd. I don't want to do that. And Tom goes, no, that's really good. So I fought against that and lost. Lyrically and vocal-wise, it reminded me of them. But the guitar approached it.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Sounds good.
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Just reminded me, we got to start working on Undercover.
Oh, yeah.
And we started talking about that last week, about cover songs, by putting them back-to-back.
Is that the best one?
I'm not sure. I would really have to put some thought into it.
There's so many.
Yeah.
There's going to be some that spring to life, like, one.
Yeah. We'll get that together in the next couple of weeks, all right? Because that'll be a fun thing, and everybody gets to vote on it. Who did it better, the original or the cover? 73 degrees outside right now, partly sunny, some strong storms headed our way, probably after 5 tonight. Temperature got up to about 86 degrees. The weekend's going to be beautiful, though. Sunday, sunny through Monday, starting on Friday. Minimal humidity, temperatures in the upper 70s to low 80s. It's going to be a really, really nice weekend. You know what would be really nice?
What's that?
Someone invited me down to their parents' shore house. That would be
There's
nice.
Too many people.
Send somebody home.
Shut down.
Far immediately. Too many people.
Send somebody home.
We made lunches one day to go to the beach, right. And it was, I think my sister said, it feels like Home Alone when they're getting ready for a Christmas vacation. They're going on their vacation. Everybody's running around. Oh, it's a zoo. It's a zoo.
Right. So we don't use that term on my show anymore.
You ain't coming to the beach. So you can use that term, too.
Keep your Hawaiian shirt at home as well.
That's what I'm going to show up in my Hawaiian shirt. My flip-flops. Hi, can I stay here?
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Obviously, there's no one like Steve's uncle, right?
What?
Who called us old farts for liking Kristen's, circus peanuts?
Yeah, Kristen's uncle. He said his 95-year-old grandmother eats circus peanuts.
Now she has a sweetheart. She has taste.
Smart lady.
Yes.
They were probably all made when she was born.
Right.
That's right. And the classics never die.
And I got to tell you, they're not bad hard, but they're better soft. They really are. Yeah. Dave and I are big fans of the circus peanut.
I understand that.
We realize.
Great texture.
We realize that they are a conundrum in themselves. All right. Because they call it a circus peanut. It's orange, and it tastes like banana. I mean, it's really confusing, but they're great. Yeah. They're spectacular.
It's crap.
Right. It's the worst thing that happened with the circus gone. You can't get the peanuts anymore.
I know. It's tragedy.
73 degrees outside. Partly sunny with strong storms later on today. Probably 5 o'clock or later. It'll take us into the night. Temperature getting up to about 86 degrees today. 73 degrees out there right now. But all of this talk really has to do with the fact that, this weekend, 60% of Americans are traveling for Labor Day weekend. 88% of them are going in cars. And the majority of those are going on trips of 100 miles or more. So when you're on a long trip, and you stop at that gas station, what is your order? People have been lining up for a while now. Let's start with Jim. Good morning, Jim. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I am fine. All right. So you're on a road trip. You stop for gas. You go into the mini mart. What are the things you always buy?
Well, one it would be peanut chews because they are our sister company. I work for Just Board in Bethlehem.
Oh, nice. Right. Oh, okay. All right. So he's even more of a homer than me.
Tamales.
Mike and Ike's.
Yeah, hot tamales.
You just dump those Good and Plenty's into the toilet, though.
Jim, you can send the Good and Plenty or any of it right to us anytime you want. You want to make a John DeBella Show care package with all of your Just Born products, we'll be happy to have them. Well, let me correct this. I'll be happy to have them.
Good plenty of years ago.
Steve, all right, you're on a road trip. What are you picking up when you stop at the gas station?
Pizza combos.
Pizza combos. Ooh. Yeah, I haven't had those in ages.
That's a 90s kid thing.
What's your drink?
Drink is probably a Gatorade.
What color?
I'm going with blue or red.
Blue or red.
Ah, G2 grape over here.
Yeah, no. I'm a purist. I go with the original.
Light purple, Riptide Rush.
Actually, I'd say the green's probably my favorite, but
I knew I'd win him over.
Right.
Dave, what are you getting? What is your typical order?
Hot dogs.
All right, Dave, what year did you lose your taste buds? And how did it happen?
morning, Linda. How are you doing?
All right. How you doing, John?
What is your go-to order? What do you go into the Mini Mart and get?
For my husband, it's for Bugles.
Oh, yes. Oh, wow. Oh, I love your husband. What's his name?
What's he look like? His name is Vinny.
Okay. And what about yourself?
I love Chex Mix.
Chex, yes. Okay, now
bold all day.
So you're a bold guy.
Oh
right?
Yeah.
What's yours? I like the cheddar one.
See, I like the original Chex Mix.
Okay,
I'm with you there too.
That's good too. Have you ever heated it up? Not that you could do that in the car. You ever heat up your Chex Mix?
No, I never even thought about doing that.
Before Chex made the mix themselves,
yes.
It was on the side of the package of how to make Chex Mix.
Oh, wow.
Yes, it was.
You would get the type of the nuts and all the things mm-hmm. and the different Chex Mixes, and you would put them in a frying pan. Right, with
yes,
a little bit of oil,
right,
and
remember.
Heat them up.
Wow.
Oh my God, Dave, we haven't had some eating. You have no idea what you're missing.
Hey, Lynn, how old's your husband?
63.
Does he still put the Bugles on his fingertips?
Thank you. The claws?
Yes.
No, he does not.
I don't like him anymore. Come out.
Lawrence, how you doing?
Good, good. John,
right,
how
so
are you?
You pull into a gas station. You're on a long drive. What do you go in there and order?
You know what? I always get the same thing all the time. I go in and I get a Slim Jim.
Just one?
I usually get the big ones. I usually get two.
Ooh, yeah. There you go. That's it, Randy. You tell them.
There's nothing like a Slim Jim, brother. Especially after all the drinking down the shore on the weekend.
I got to tell you a funny Randy Savage story.
Oh, do you have one?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He stopped here at the station one day.
Get out.
Right? Yeah, he was here. I forget what he was promoting, but we were taking him around from place to place, and there was a sales meeting going on. And you know Connor, our sales guy?
Yes.
Well, Randy throws the door open and does a Randy Savage entrance.
Stop.
Rawr, right?
Stop it.
Connor wet himself.
Oh, is he a wrestling bro?
He was. No. He got so scared.
Oh, he was legitimately shook. We have an active shooter.
The chair stains.
Yeah, this is the Macho Man Randy Savage, and you're listening to the John DeBella Show on 102.9 WMGK. Dig it. Ooh, yeah.
The John DeBella Podcast.
He's not the bazaar. He's a very naughty boy.
Philadelphia's
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. The John DeBella Show, 73 degrees outside. High temperature of 86 today. It's going to be partly sunny, but some strong storms are headed our way. That'll probably happen after 5 o'clock and take us into this evening. Speaking of this evening and continuing into next weekend, I'm about to tell you something I've never said before. This woman is going to be appearing for 17 shows at Punchline Philadelphia. She's joining us now. It's Taylor Tomlinson. Good morning, Taylor.
Good morning. How are you?
I am well. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Doing this night after night in the same spot, it's got to be strange.
I mean, you know, I've been doing this for a while now, and I've certainly done runs like this in, like, Vegas, where you go for a week and you have two shows a night, or, you know, back in the day, I did cruise ships for a little while. Like,
okay.
Punchline is doing such a good job of, like, they're outside, they're socially distanced, everyone brings a mask, like, everybody's doing it so safely that I was like, I will stay in Philadelphia until you kick me out. How about
that? We haven't spoken to you in a while. How has quarantine life been going for you?
Oh, you know, I mean, it's great. I love working out at home and getting noise complaints from my neighbors while I'm just trying to be healthy. Like, there are so many YouTube workout videos, and there are none directly marketed towards people who have neighbors who are jerks. Like, at the beginning of quarantine, I was getting noise complaints from the woman who lives downstairs, and my building manager's like, she's complaining that there's, like, a lot of walking. And I was like, what? You're saying it sounds like there's just a lot of activity. And I was like, oh, I'm always traveling on the road. This woman's not used to having someone living above her. She got used to an empty apartment, and now there's someone in it actually utilizing the space.
Well, what do your workouts consist of, though?
Now I'm just, like, crying real hard. That's an ab workout right there. Just the heaving sobs of where is my life going? What does the future hold?
How's the dating situation going for you?
You know, I have a lot of friends who are dating during this time, and it's all on apps. It always was on apps, but every once in a while you get someone who was like, I just ran into him at Costco. And I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. You always leave Costco with more than you expect. But now it's like, where are you going to meet someone? The park? Like, and how are you going to know if they're hot? Half their face is covered up with a mask. Like, it just seems like a nightmare out there. So I don't know how I feel about the app, but all my friends are like going on FaceTime dates, which kind of sounds amazing because you can just, first off, all you have to do is try from the waist up. And if you don't vibe with them, you just hang up. I don't know what happened. That's so weird. I don't have service. I'm going through a tunnel in my apartment.
Have you had a bunch of exes reach out and apologize to you as if they want to get back in your life?
I have one ex that I'm friends with, which I don't usually like to do. And then I have another ex. You know, the ex that, like, cheated on you for years and, like, lied to you? Like, I've gotten a few emails from that guy that you're not responding to, but they're just obviously going through it in quarantine where they're like, I got to get all this stuff off my chest. And I'm like, look, I already hate you. I don't need more reason to drive that home.
Now, in your dating scenario, are you the one who tends to be the one who ends it, or does it get ended on you?
I tend to be the one who ends it.
You just don't know what you want, do you, girl?
You know, I got dumped in college, and I was like, never doing this again. And I don't like this side of it. Although I had a therapist who told me that when I get close to people, I tend to self-sabotage. And I mean, I thought that was total BS. So I ghosted her. But yeah, I tend to be the one who dips out.
Do you get anxious over these relationships? Do you know, you have a therapist, obviously, you're dealing with some issues. A comic with a therapist. Who would have thought?
I mean, we should all have them. We really all should. I've been doing Zoom therapy because, you know, no one will see you in person.
Right.
And, oh, man, have you ever done Zoom therapy? Have you ever watched your trauma buffer? Have you watched your Wi-Fi connection struggle under the weight of your emotional baggage? It's a great time. I'm like, yeah, I have a bad relationship with my parents. They don't listen to me. And she's like, I can't hear you. You froze. But I'll see you next week.
That's $120. Thank you.
Yep. Right.
I actually saw you on Whitney Cummings' Instagram, and it looked like you were feeling pain. What the hell happened?
Oh my gosh. Dude, Whitney obviously has this amazing house, and we were there outside being safe, all got tested. And she goes, we should take pictures, like great pictures in all these cool swimsuits that she has. And there was this little, it's made to put like LaCroix on. It's not for like sitting. It's a footstool at best. And she goes, stand on this in the pool because it'll look like you're just like floating on the water. And the minute I got on it, it shattered underneath me like a dragon egg. I was like, I still have a scraped bruise down my left leg.
You straight busted your ass.
Dude, I was like, if I can't do comedy anymore, I will sue you. Like, I need to make money somehow.
I look at Whitney as a bigger girl than you, not heavier, taller than you. You could fit in her bathing suit.
She's hotter than me. She's hotter than me. Just say it.
No.
I get it.
No. That is not where I'm going at all because here it comes, the expression that every woman hates. You're cute as a button.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that's what I love to hear. You are just... I like that you're asymmetrical. I'm just a really down-to-earth guy who I enjoy soft arms. I don't know what it is. That's my thing. I'm like, yeah, thanks for that.
I just picture her as taller than you. That's all. That's all.
Yeah, she's taller than me a little bit, yeah.
Okay. All right. Whew, got myself out of that one.
Nice save. Yeah.
Took him 40 years in radio to figure out how to do that.
Well, I got to tell you something. When the special came out, it's the first time I saw you. I didn't even know you existed. And then watching you after that special popping up everywhere, things are going great for you. And I'm happy for you.
Oh, thank you so much. I don't even have a joke for that. That just made me feel great. Right, thank
well,
you so
good,
much.
Good. Because I figured, I figured because if I said something truthful, what sort of nasty crap you could have come back with this time?
I mean, I feel like you're still trying to make up for the bigger comment.
But it was her who was bigger, not you. Right?
Yeah, more famous. I get it.
No.
Taylor Tomlinson playing 13 shows. She's a deuce 50. Come out and see her.
Taylor Tomlinson is playing 13 shows. There are some tickets left. Maybe they're just going to keep you for the month.
I will stay there as long as they will allow me to. So hopefully we keep adding shows. I mean, granted, at a certain point, I think they have probably other comedians that they would like to perform there.
Oh, screw Jared Freed. He's coming in a week. Stay. Just stay.
Jared Freed's very, very funny. Yeah, I may just move to Philly.
Yeah, you know, you're welcome to. As a matter of fact, if you move to Philly, I will make an exception and pick you up at the airport.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
You know, I don't normally do that, but I'll do it for you because you've got those soft, squishy arms.
Thank you so much. Another thing men always love to say, I don't usually do this. But for you.
Taylor Tomlinson, if you want tickets to the last shows that there are tickets for, go to punchlinephilly.com. Thank you so much for being with us this morning. It was a pleasure talking to you, and hopefully we'll be able to see you sometime in the future.
Thank you so much, guys. Have a great rest of your day.
John DeBella.
Oh, my God.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
That's insane.
Are you all right?
102.9.
Yeah, he's so hot.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.